You are listening to the Badass Bitches for the Badass Bitches, hosted by Kim Coffin, empowerment and sexuality coach with Get Your Sexy Back, and Carrie Hoffman, aligned practitioner with True Performance. Our goal is to bring you uncensored, pleasurable wellness for you, for your body, and for your mind. Welcome back to the Badass Bitches. We have Kim Coffin and Carrie Hoffman. And today we are celebrating the last 6 months, badass style, and turning the bad into badass. So I want to start with you, Carrie, because you've had an incredible 6 months, especially the way that you showed up. So I'm going to let you take over.
Thank you. So let me tell you about my last 6 months. I really took a look deep down inside at what I wanted to do, where I want to grow, and where I want to put my time. So I did take a position in long-term care. I do have the credentials to be able to work there. They were needing some extra support with the pandemic that we had going on. And I worked full-time, afternoon shift, 3 to 11, what felt like to be 100 hours a week.
I'm sure it did.
It was crazy. I continued to work on my academy stuff and my studying and growing, just helping where I can and growing.
And but I really want to focus on how freaking incredible you are with those seniors in that home. Like the stuff that you did with them.
Oh my God. So fun. So fun. It was tough at first. Doing PSW work is not something that is an easy job, and it's not something that I wanted to do when I took it in school. And I did my clinical placements. I was like, this is not the job that I want to do for the rest of my life. And kudos to all of those people, individuals that do it on a day in and day out basis, because it's not an easy job. Every moment is different. One minute it's fantastic, and the next minute you are up to your elbows in shit, like literally cleaning people up. But it's what they need, right? That's why you're there. You're there to help them on a human level and do the things for them that they can't do for themselves. And it really took a lot of grounding for me, talking to a couple of my mentors and my coaches, and connecting with God, honestly, to understand why I was feeling called to be there. It makes me, to be honest with you guys, a little bit uncomfortable right now to brag.
I know, I can see that.
Like I'm sweating a little bit.
Tell me one of your favorite stories. Well, I know you have so many, like the smiles on their faces and the dancing with you.
Oh my God. You're not supposed to have favorite residents and you're not supposed to grow an attachment to them, but you do. I mean, come on. So one of my lady clients, she's older, obviously. I work in long-term care, and she's completely delirious. And the conversations that I have with her are fantastic. And she constantly will laugh in your conversation and tell you how you're cuckoo. You're so cuckoo. I'm like, oh, I love you. Another one of my patients, my residents, with being an aligned therapist, it absolutely fascinates me how the brain works with your body connection. So with this resident, he has Parkinson's. So a lot of times when he gets overwhelmed or tired, he doesn't fire properly. So being able to have a real live person to work through the process with of let's get your brain refiring. So from you, Kim, your dance parties are fantastic. Like how incredible is it to bring pleasure to your day or your second, taking something that is not good or terrible and turning it into a positive, just breaking out in a dance party, because that's how you need to release that energy and build that momentum back up. Yeah. So I started having dance parties with this man, and at first he'd look at me and he swears, right? So he'd be like, "The fuck are you doing?" And I'm like, "We're gonna dance." And I grab his hands and I get him going, right? "Come on, shake your hips, shake your booty." And he'd go, "Booty?" And I'm like, "Yeah, butt, shake your butt." And he'd just, you know, stiff, very contracted. But as the seconds and the minutes would warm up, he'd be able to refire and move his legs and be able to walk again. So to be able to gain that, that activity that a lot of us take for granted is huge. Yeah. So for me, it's fun to be there. I don't work there full time anymore. Right now I'm there every other weekend and I do miss my residents tremendously.
They miss you. Yeah. They were so lucky to have you one of the hardest times probably ever in the home.
Oh my gosh. I was speaking to somebody whose spouse works in the prison system, and she had mentioned that he said that they do not lock their prisoners up in isolation the way that we were expected to lock ourselves up during this pandemic. So it's very mentally taxing on people not to be able to see your relatives, go out, take a walk, find pleasure in your day. You're just supposed to lock yourselves in your home, which is, it's very debilitating for people. So,
Well, you are like a present day superwoman going in there and bringing them everything you could.
Thank you. I accept
to celebrate you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And how about you? You've been doing fantastic things and I've loved watching your journey.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I've done a lot. I can't believe how much I've done in the last 6 months. Basically completed a degree worth of work around sex, love, and relationships in 1 year. It's only been 6 months in COVID, but 6 months before that with Layla Martin. That has been phenomenal. I can't submit my graduation documents until December. We're not allowed to until then, but I brag I've completed everything up to date. It's over 650 hours of work that I've put into this program, and it's phenomenal.
Good for you.
I love it. I have organized daily dance breaks, as you mentioned, and mini swamping events, which are moving our emotions through our body. Just mini ones every day at noon between March through to May, which was fun and we needed it. It was the connection we needed and just inserting in. I also got certified in FEM, which as a FEM instructor back in March. And yes, FEM is a passionate fusion of sensual dance, primal motion, meditation, celebration of the human form. It's just it's a upscale dance party. It's phenomenal.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Grown my own coaching business, of course. Moved exclusively to online Zoom calls, which I mainly was before. But now I'm exclusively Zoom, which is perfect. Showing up, doing the work myself. Sharing it with the world, especially my new private Facebook group, which you're in. Many of you are in. Yeah, I started Let's Get Your Sexy Back actually the day they announced the kids were out of school. And then I left it alone for like 6 weeks.
Wow.
And then I went back in and started to grow that. So that group's over 250 now. And it's a group to grow, to share, to learn, to allow women to be seen and just be themselves and ask questions and be witnessed and supported. Yeah, and the biggest takeaway I think this whole 6 months has been really allowing myself to slow down even more, to go with the flow, stop the appointments, just really bring it down again because it was starting to get really busy. And doing everything with so much more ease and pleasure because my nervous system needed it.
Totally.
And it's just a perfect example that we need to keep that going all the time, not just in pandemics.
Yeah. I think people have been very eager to get back to some normalcy, but the slow down and regroup and reground and really take a look at why are we here? What is our purpose and how can we serve? And everybody serves in different ways, right? Is so important. And I really hope that people don't lose that. Slow down. It's okay, right? We're all caught up in this rat race where it's go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. And I see it in people's posture, right? Mm-hmm. You see it in how people are showing up, right? Mm-hmm. It's amazing to witness while the slowdown was happening, people's growth and the planet's growth, right?
Oh. Like
how much pollution was down? Incredible. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's me mentally, but everything seems brighter, greener, more vibrant. And the smell is like enhanced tremendously. So yeah.
Yeah. Slowing down, paying attention, being present. It did force a lot of people into that. It also forced them into panic. But yeah, if they wanted to do something to release that panic and stress, the option was to slow down. And if you're still in that panic and stress, slow it down.
Yes. And reach out.
Yeah.
Right? Reach out and get the help that you need.
If you can't
figure out how to do it on your own.
Totally. And community is huge. Like I reached into tons of community, lots of different communities, and built a community all at once.
I was waiting for you to finish. I was just going to say the community that you built on Let's Get Your Sexy Back is tremendous. We were having a little chat before we started recording here. I see people pop up on that group and chat and put their comments in, and I'm like, ooh, well done. Well done. You've created such a safe space for female identifying people to show up, feel safe, and be able to express themselves, which maybe they haven't had that space before. So good for you, my friend. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. You just gave me full body chills,
Yay.
Shivers. So thank Yay. You. Thank you. Thank you.
Yay.
I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
Yes. And I thank you for everybody, right? I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way.
Thank you. So this has been the Celebrating the Last 6 Months Badass Style. If you have some badass styles that you've been handling in the last 6 months, turning the bad into badass, hop on our page, our Facebook page, and give us your story. We'd love to hear it. If you'd like to be featured too, if you would like to be a guest speaker on the Badass Bitches, please hop on the Facebook page as well and send us a message. We'd love to hear what you propose. So until next time, we are the Badass Bitches.
Thank you for listening to the Badass Bitches. We invite you to follow us and join in the conversation on Facebook at 4BadassB using the number 4 and on Instagram at 4BadassBitches again using the number 4 because we are for all you badass bitches. We'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, and what you would love to hear more about. Until next time, bitches.